Yeah, welcome back to the program. Time to talk some footy. We've had Europa League games in action today, a big round of EPL and, of course, A-League. Just had a chat with Ernie Merrick. He's a bit disappointed about the lack of goals, but he sort of explained why with those injuries. Let's hope that's not the case against Melbourne City for all the Newcastle Jets fans out there. Robbie Slater will give us his thoughts on that game and much, much more. G'day, Rob.
G'day, boys. How you doing?
Yeah, really well. Is it just a case of not enough goals for Newcastle Jets, Rob?
Well, certainly last week it was. I mean, extraordinary, really, when you think that they lost to Adelaide and they had 30 shots compared to 9 for Adelaide.
Wow.
That just shows you it's literally about putting the ball in the back of the net. So, yeah, I think Ernie's right. I mean, there are other things to look at as well, you know, in that final third, but certainly in that game, in isolation, was definitely about putting the ball in the back of the net.
Yeah, he was saying that Sydney FC, obviously the standout, but everyone else is more than competitive.
Yeah, very much, Lloyd. It's Sydney, top of the pops at the moment, certainly looking... you wouldn't say unbeatable, but certainly the team that's showing the most consistency defensively, and of course up front they've got the... You know, goal scorers, top goal scorer with his hat trick last week, top of the goal scoring list with his hat trick last week, Adam Lafonda. So, you know, they are certainly the side to beat at the moment. Melbourne City, up until last week, I thought were the other team. I still got a feeling they are. And it'll be a big test for them this weekend, of course.
Interesting to hear Marcus Babbel's thoughts. He said, yeah, we're under pressure. We're managers. Mm. We're all under pressure, and that goes with the territory. That's a tough road trip they've got this weekend.
It certainly is. And Perth back into form last weekend. And such is the tightness of the competition this season. Perth were bottom going into last round and ended up in the top six.
Wow.
With ego. But that goes to my theory that, I mean, really, we need expansion. We need another club next year, which will make 12. Because for me, the top six, you know, it's with you know, so little teams in there, it makes it easy to come there. But that's a topic for another day. But that just shows you how close the league is at the moment. And Perth, that's going to be a tough trip for Western Sydney Wanderers.
Hey, just going back to Babbel, mate. What sort of penalty is he looking at?
Well, he's looking at the sack. That's what happens in football. Is you don't get any other penalty.
Criticism of the referee, you know, saying that there was 12 against them out there.
Pardon me. Oh, mate, look, you can feel hard done by. Gee, they've had some tough calls. They really have. And, you know, it's not like they've had one. They've had 3 in 3 weeks that really have been borderline.
Reports in the newspaper today, Milos Ninkovic is going to be asked to make a decision by 5 p.m. Of course, it's either MacArthur FC that I think is a 3-year deal. Not sure the length of the Sydney FC offer to him. What do you anticipate him doing?
Well, I anticipate what I would do, that any one of you do. Is Dave Stanley there?
No, he's in New Zealand.
Oh, sorry. Well, that's where he should keep him as well, by the way. Anyway, I'll ask you two. I know what I'd do, and I'm pretty sure I know what you two do. If you're getting offered 3 years at that money they're talking about, $750,000 a year,
you're going.
Sydney just can't match that in their salary cap. And for as much as he is the Sydney FC kind of icon now, he's got to think of his future. He's 35. If he can get a 3-year deal that takes him to 38, mate, it truly is a no-brainer.
Yeah, it's hard to disagree with that.
You can't,
especially
knock back
at 35 years of age.
No, and look, I don't know the details of Sydney's salary cap and where they sit, you know, within that cap. But I would find it very difficult to believe that they'd be able to match that offer. So I don't know. I thought maybe gave Minko. I think the deal from the MacArthur is 2 playing and 1 coaching.
Okay.
So it's 2 plus 1. If I'm Sydney, right, let's put our cap on and say, okay, what would you do? And that's pretty easy for anyone to say. If we put on our thinking cap, and if we were in the CEO Danny Townsend's position at Sydney FC and thinking, well, how do we get around this? How do we get to keep Minka? So you give him 2 years, probably less money because you just can't afford it in the salary cap, but you give him enough to keep him happy, which I'm sure they can do. And then you offer him 3 years coaching. Mm. You know, so you go with the, you know, McArthur goes with 2+1, you go with 2+3. Shows you that you want him more.
Yeah, and yeah. If you're him, you're looking at your long-term future. 35, you're just going to make your decision based on where you think you want to end up and what you want to do with life after footy, don't you?
Yeah,
exactly. And I think he's happy here. I think he wants to stay here. So I think that's going to happen. It's just going to depend what part of Sydney. If I'm Sydney FC, I think you've got to do everything you can to keep him.
Yeah. Absolutely. And they do have plenty of resources at their disposal. Let's go to the EPL. Liverpool should beat Watford. Leicester should beat Norwich. Man United and Everton's going to be interesting. So too Wolves, Tottenham, Arsenal, Man City.
Well, Arsenal with another draw this morning in Europe, hardly convincing. They're all over the place at the moment. You take Liverpool and Leicester, the top two at the moment. They look like sure wins, don't they? Watford, the bottom is top against bottom for Liverpool. I've got a 5-0 score. I think they're going to get a lot of goals. And I've picked a 5-0. I think Leicester, will beat Norwich. United-Everton, I think United will beat Everton at Old Trafford. There's enough signs for me in United to suggest they'll win that game. Not sure about, as we always say, we've been saying all season, not sure about the long term for Man United, but I think they'll win this one. Spurs is a tough trip to Wolves. Wolves played this morning as well, so they both had European games, but slightly better recovery for Tottenham. I'll go for Spurs to win away for that one.
And what about in the A-League, mate, tonight? The Roar up against Western United. Who do you like in that?
No, that's right. Western United, I like there, who won last week, of course.
Yep.
So I've got the Western United there.
Victory over Wellington, I'm assuming.
Yeah, look, victory second from bottom. There's a story in itself. So, I think home, they've got a terrific record against Wellington at home. Wellington have won three on the bounce now. So, look, I'll go for, it's not the form at the moment, but I'll go for victory at home.
Okay, Sydney FC, Perth Glory and Melbourne City. Your other tips in those
That's
matches?
It. They're the ones, guys. You guys have a great time and a great weekend.